Simin Kuf Dalet. Shloi lahafzik b'tfilo. Mechaber says, lahafzik b'tfilo, sorry. Vafilo melech yisol shol v'shloimo yili yashivenu. Ava melech yivet gilulim, yimeshele lekater, yikater. Dainu shir metchilas abracha v'seifoi, kredin shgi elav yikater. Im yi efshir lo yishiyata min aderech, o yim efshir lo yishiyata min aderech, yata vila yafzik b'dibur, vim yi efshir lo yafzik. It's always better not to speak if one doesn't have to. And therefore, if a person could move, that's certainly better. Or if he could be mekatzer, that's also better than speaking. It's not clear which is better. Is it better to be mekatzer or is it better to move? Should you move and finish an entire Shemir Nesai? Or should you... Mechaber gives both options. So the machlok is a poiskim, whether or not it's better to be mekatzer, it's better. Bizmanenu, certainly it's better to walk, not to be mekatzer, because no one has any idea how to be mekatzer. They're going to spend a long time trying to figure out how to be mekatzer. It's going to take a little bit of time since you've never done it before, and therefore it's lechor pashit that you should just move. The fact that you'll be able to daven a regular Shemir Nesai, and therefore ken zayin tzedakah better. That's all in a case where there's somebody they would have to stop for. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, v'afilu remiza ba'alma aser, im loy letinek ha'boicha, mutar le'lirmez bi'odav k'desh yishtoik, v'im eino moil yarchiz asmenu v'lei da'ber imoy. The halacha is that you could be merames to the tinek to be quiet. Not only that, Mishnah Berurah says elsewhere that you could be merames, he says over here that you could be merames, the rov, you could be merames if they're waiting for him and he's not interested in that they should wait for him, he's allowed to be merames to the shatz to go. Now, not only that, I saw that the Isha Yisrael brings down from Chaim Kanievsky that if there's a person davening in front of you, Shmoyne Esrei, and he keeps looking over his shoulder, happens all the time during Yom Neroi, you're davening for an hour and 16 minutes, and the guy in front of you davens for 16 minutes. So the next 60 minutes, between every 2 to 3 times a minute, he looks over his shoulder to see if you're finished. Now, to say that it drives you crazy is an understatement. So what do you want to do? What could you do? So says Reb Chaim, you could tell him to go off to the side. Pull off, he should go back 3 steps to the side. Now that's Lechor Reb Chaim Lishitasai, who quoted B'Shem Nechazan Ish, that according to Eliyahu Rabbo, it's mutter to do that. Not everybody holds the chur. The pashas Mishnah Berurah is that if you're standing directly in front of somebody's Amish or an Esrei, then you can't go off to the side. You're allowed to walk along the side of him, but if you're right in front of him to back off to the side, the stimas Mishnah Berurah is mashma. I don't know if it's stimas Mishnah Berurah, it's before Mishnah Berurah, in Simon Kuf Beis, that you shouldn't. You shouldn't pull off to the side. Only if, he says, Mishnah Berurah says, he talks about such a case. He says, the person behind you is davening off to the side a little bit, then you can go back according to the Eliyahu Rabbah. Why doesn't he say, if even if he's davening directly behind you, you can go off to the side? Mashma, in that case, Itaka can't. However, they bring down from, and so on the Dalet Amishal Tvila, he brings down that he heard from Chaim Kanievsky himself, he asked Chaim, and Chaim told him that the Chazon Ish said that according to Eliyahu Rabbah, you could move back. So according to this, he'd be able to tell him, says Reb Chaim, I think the minig is to be mekel in such a case, and therefore you could motion to him to go off to the side. If it's being mafreyu. So the dirshu brought down from Chaim that somebody saw that his kid is made a mistake in the middle of Shemir Nesrei. For example, it's Yontif, and the kid is davening in regular Shemir Nesrei with the Alevi Yovei. You see that he's messing up there, and now you can't be mechavim for it. And therefore, says Chaim, you're able to show him in the middle of Shemir Nesrei, you're allowed to be meramis to him, turn the pages, or whatever it is, whatever he needs, to get to the right place. That's a very good question. It's even not so pushy your kid. Kim Dumani, that Rabbi Yashiv and Pnini Tvila was asked that question about. I think it might have been even his kid, and he said that you don't have to stop. You shouldn't stop in the middle. You shouldn't stop in the middle because this the nekuda is not because it's your kid. I don't know if it's a din of chinuch, but the problem is that it's bothering you. It's bothering you. Can't be mechavin because your kid is really doing this. Therefore, you let it do it for your own kavana, which we'll see exactly how do we. I'm sorry. The kid's making noise behind you, so you let doesn't make a difference. Tinek is not talking about your own kid. Tinek is any kid. Any kid you allowed to. Not only that, I think that the Kava Chaim says that you're even allowed to make noise to him. Nunu. You're not allowed to say any words, but if he doesn't chop when you snap at him to be quiet, he starts snapping back at you. So then you're able to nunu him that he should stop. However, like the Mishnah Berurah already says, if you can't get the kid to stop, then you don't pick up the kid and move him out. Maybe you should. You don't pick him up and move him out. You're allowed to move. You're allowed to move. Now we'll get that in a second, whether or not Lamaisa we pass like this. Now where do we where do we draw the line with regard to these things? When do you allow to move in the Moshe Marnesse? When do you allow to walk in with the Moshe Marnesse? So let's talk about the ones that the Mishnah Berurah says, and then we'll discuss the other cases that are not mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. First one the Mishnah Berurah says, the one we just mentioned, if the kid is making noise, and you can't quiet him, then you're allowed to move. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan takes issue with this. He says, Chas v'shalom, no, nothing doing. He says, even in Shema, in the first parasha of Shema, you're not allowed to be meramis. Certainly in Moshe Marnesse, you're emi lefnei melech, certainly allowed to be meramis. Certainly you can't walk, for sure not. You can't walk away. But even to be meramis, you're not allowed to. Now, if you look at the Shari Tshuva as the makar for this, he tells you what the difference is. Yibavar is the question. He says, why is it different than Shema? He says, because here it's a tzerich for the tefillah. You can't be mechaven, and therefore you're allowed to do it. The Aruch HaShulchan himself bavarns that, and he says, even though it's a tzerich for tefillah, and it's also through the tzerich of the tziburah, he says, it doesn't, nevertheless, he says, you don't have a heter to do it. And then he ends off with a little piece of advice, and he tells you this is really what we're speaking about on Thursday. And he says as follows, V'matinek mebalbaloi, and lamai said the kid is bothering you, you can't be mechaven. Yischazik betvilosoi u'minashamayim yazru. V'yischazik in tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch will help you. You do yours. Sometimes you just, that's it, the kid's making noise, that's it. No, trying to, the first step is, vayimoyim. You go connected. You say, no, it's not going to bother me. It's not going to bother me, I'm going to go. Sometimes when you try to do that, it totally backfires. Not only that, you get upset at the guy, and then you forget, there's nothing to talk about. That's at the end of Yishmon essay. But the first step is, let's try. This is the Nisayim from the Rebbeinu Shalom. This generally happens in the middle of Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, exactly in the middle of Malchiyot, when you're trying to, like, the one time a year trying to be Mechaven, and the guy behind you, his kid is there, and he starts chewing off your ear, he brings out one of the Bizbamba, and he starts moving and wrestling, and you can't be Mechaven. So, if you know that there's no chance, just walk somewhere else and go, if you could. Now, that's not always a possibility. If you're in the Rosh Hashanah, especially if you're in Mir Yeshiva, there's nowhere else to go. Where are you going to go? Where exactly? Besides, getting out is going to take you. You have to pass by six people to get out. Climb over the bench. But be'etzem, the Aruch HaShulchan says not to move. That's just we should bear in mind. The Mishnah Berurah Paskin's not that way. Mishnah Berurah Paskin's that you could move, which is to bear in mind. The Aruch HaShulchan, he says it's not so simple to move b'chlal. Even to be meram, as we see how machmer it is, when you get to Kriya Shema, certainly when you get to Shemini Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah says if a person is mistapik, whether or not he doesn't know what the halacha is. And his sitter doesn't tell him what he's supposed to do. He said, "Amelach HaKadosh, Motzi Yom Kippur." And he doesn't know what to do. What should he do now? He's allowed to continue? He should continue? What's he supposed to do? So he should go to he's allowed to go to a place where it's a Mishnah Berurah. He has to know where to look in the Mishnah Berurah. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll talk about Amelach HaKadosh at the end of the Simon. Mitzvah Hashem. Just in case you don't stay to the end. You're Yotze. You don't have to go back. The Hamelach HaKadosh or Hamelach HaMishpat, he said, at the end, you don't have to go back. However, if a person doesn't know what the halacha is, allowed to go and look up what the halacha is. Similarly, if he doesn't have a siddur, it says in Siman Tzadivav, the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. You're allowed to go to a place, you got lost in the middle of Shemini Esrei, or you don't remember Yalav Yalav Bihar, whatever it is, and you're allowed to go get a siddur. Similarly, it says in Siman Tzadivav, if a sefer falls on the floor, you're allowed to pick it up in bracha lebracha. If you can't be mechaven, he says, best you should leave it there. If you can't be mechaven, you're allowed to pick it up. Now, granted, it doesn't seem a foolish that you're walking to pick it up. Mashmois is, even if you need to walk, to pick it up. It's not dafka right in front of you. But it's there, it's takanam a foolish. It says also that if he...
That's not for covering.
That's because it's bothering you. That's because it's bothering you. Since it's bothering you from davening, and you can't be mechaven because the sefer's on the floor, therefore you're allowed to. But if it's not bothering you, and you're able to be mechaven, then in a chanami, just leave it there, and you'll pick it up after Shemini Esrei. Similarly, at the end of Siman Tzadi, it says that if a child was matal meiraglayim, and no one is coming there to clean it up, the halacha is, says the Mishnah Berurah, just pack your bags and go. If you... It says you should move, and... Without talking, in such a case. Those are the cases that the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to move. Now, I saw in the Dershu, they brought down from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, that if a person in the middle of shul, he didn't have a place, he came into a shul, and there's no place to daven. He didn't want to pull in front of anybody, so he davened in the aisle. That's where he davened. Gets it, they finish, and everybody's passing by him, and he can't be mechaven anymore. So he says, you're allowed to get up and move to some place where you could be mechaven. It's Lachoro, a little bit of a bigger Kiddush. They brought him from Yashiv that if a child is being mafriya, everybody in the middle of Shemini Esrei, the father is allowed to pick him up and take him out. If a child needs to go to the bathroom, and he doesn't want to go by himself. They bring from the Chazon Ish that the father can take him out. Father's allowed all in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, should he need. Is there also lechur the theorem of because it's there could be maybe al tzbat hashaktu al the child. There's no real issur derais in the child, but lechur these are all because he came in mechaven. Since he came in mechaven, therefore the a person could change the baby's diaper in the Shemoneh Esrei if he doesn't have another option. If he doesn't have another option, he's allowed to. The Shisal is brought down, I think, from Rizigrelitz, that you would be allowed to change the diaper in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. If you don't, that's very often is the problem by a mother. By a mother, she doesn't have a place to walk, and the baby comes over and starts tugging at her skirt. So if she goes somewhere else and finish up Shemoneh Esrei, then fine. But very often the child won't let her, and therefore, in such a case, she should change the baby's diaper. She should change the baby's diaper without talking. Now, if it takes her more than 5 minutes, however long it takes her to daven Shemoneh Esrei, then in Chama she's going to have to go back to the beginning. So it's taka usur for at that time to daven Shemoneh Esrei.
If you have the option of either moving or waiting,
it depends what the scenario is. If the scenario is that it's a dirty diaper and the waiting is 5 minutes, then you should better move, because if not, then you're going to have to go back to the beginning. But if the scenario is something which is not going to be mechayev you to start over from the beginning, then in Chama you could wait. Can't be mechaven because somebody's knocking on the door. So it's not there. Are bets you could daven if you. It's not also to daven. Now what happens if your nose is running, and it's just dripping and it's driving you crazy? What are you supposed to do? Can you walk over to the next table and get a tissue? So, if you have no other option whatsoever, first of all, if there's a guy that's not davening Shemoneh Esrei, then you could tell. Motion to him, that's always better. It's always better to motion than to walk. L'chur, motion to him before walking, and he will give you a tissue. However, if that's not an option, then in such a case, l'chur, if you mamash kimpi mechaven, l'chur and l'chanami, you'll be able to walk and get a tissue. In such a case. The Kavachaim says, betzem, anything which is being mafriya, a person, from being mechaven. So he says, even a pachad katan, he says, that's something which is already he says that's enough to get you to move. The Ishei Yisrael says that if somebody's knocking on the door incessantly and it's you can't be mechaven. You just the person's knocking away. Very often kids here in Eretz Yisrael to do that. 15 minutes straight. Without a problem. Kilo as if after 6 minutes, if the person didn't answer, he's still gonna answer. But Lamai said they're right. Because after 8 minutes the person comes there, red as a beet. That the guy's knocking for eight minutes straight. So now this guy's that in Mil Shemoneh Esrei. So now you shouldn't answer the door and ask the person what they need. You shouldn't talk. But if he needs to, you'd be able to open the door in such a case. And then go back to. Now, L'chura, what's the halacha when it comes? You're on a plane back to America or from Eretz, wherever it is, and you kick into Shemoneh Esrei, standing up. By your seat, of course, you're the one that got the extra leg room by the exit seat, and you're diving there by yourself, Shemoneh Esrei, and bing, the light goes on, there's they put on the passenger seatbelt light. So you have to sit down. And whatchamacallit comes, the stewardess comes over and says, by the way, everybody sit down. What do you do now? Sit down? You don't sit down. That's a good question. L'chur, it could be that you're mechuyev to sit down. But also in such a case, you'd have to anything which is a tzarich for you to sit down, then the chori should sit down. And in such a case, it's zakono or it's ish la'ayin. Exactly when do you define whether or not it's a chil Hashem? It's not a chil Hashem. Anything that they don't like is a chil Hashem. Or there's certain halachas, there's certain rules, there's certain klalim, and therefore you're not abiding by them. The chori b'pasha in such a case, you would be able to walk. You should walk and sit down. Now the chori, any of these cases that you walk to a different place to you move. The pashtus lachar, I saw a machlekes when I get this. Chaim Nevzon Kibshuta. You don't have to move back to the place where you started to continue Shemoneh Esrei. Continue Shemoneh Esrei wherever it is that you move to, where next to the siddur, where you got your siddur, the Mishnah Berurah, whatever it is, that's fine. Now, however, even though we all these cases lachara meikar adin, you're able to move. However, it's not so pashtus like the Aruch HaShulchan says. Bizmanenu, unfortunately, many people are not mechavim mechlal. So, how much is the difference between being mechavim with his nose is running, his nose is not running? You have to know, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you shouldn't move mamish, even if the kid is driving you crazy and chewing off your ear. So, therefore, If it's mamash, a person realizes that he can't be mechaven and it's really bothering him, 100%, that's what Mishnah Paskins, go, move. However, if you have a way out, certainly it's better. Anytime that you could motion or you could even write lechara is better than actually moving. Certainly better than talking. Writing is yesh la'ayin, whether or not moving or writing. It could be that moving, lemaisa, we don't find this considered, certainly it's not kedibur. It could be that it's better. Certainly more than talking, as we'll see in a minute. Now, I thought to be mechalik, how do we define it? Let's say a guy is a Moshe Marnesse, and he remembers, oh Shrek, I forgot to call my mortgage broker. I forgot to call my, whatever it is, my broker, and there was stocks that I wanted to sell, and shoot, it's closing, it's almost 5 o'clock. What am I going to do? So is he allowed to get off, walk, and write to his wife that she should call the mortgage, the broker, whatever it is, stock broker? They're closing now. It's going to be for the weekend, Thursday afternoon. It's on 4 days. Who knows what's going to happen by then? Can you do that? So where do we draw the line? So I would have thought that the drawing the line is dependent whether or not it's an external hafra or an internal hafra. If it's an external hafra, there's a kid next to you. There's a guy knocking on the door. There's something else. There's a kid that has to use the bathroom. There's all these things that are external and they're bothering you. There's a nachash. Then in a chanami, you're able to move. But if it's something that's up to you, then it says if it's a heftin mamin, then you're not supposed to move. Says Reb Chaim, what's the reason why? You should have calmed yourself down, like Gemara says. That's up to you. You decided that was an internal thing, and therefore yesh la'ayin. And I would think the case that we discussed with regard to the guy who's scared that his dud shemesh is going to explode. And he remembers on Friday afternoon, and you're scared that the Duchemish is going to explode. If it's Mamish Atzad, that there might be a Sakana, then in Hanami, he's allowed to go and turn off the Duchemish in the middle. But if there's no Tzad that it's a Sakana, it's just going to be a loss of money or something like that, then in Hanami, even though he can't be Mechavin, he has no Heter to book out in the middle of Shemarin Esrei and run home before Shkia to turn it off. Agav, when he gets off of Shabbos, could be that to ask a guy in such a case would be fine, even if it's Benish Mashin. You have to know. That there's a way to get out of it, even without that. Now, it is interesting, if this is the nafkamino, there's an interesting halacha that I'm not sure fits into this klal. In Siman Kuf Chav Dal, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a fascinating thing with regard to, from the Sefer HaChassidim. He says like this, Misha Tzarech Laharech, a person needs to be Marech Betvila, V'yari, this is in Sifkot Nid Gimel, Kuf Chav Dal, Sifkot Nid Gimel, V'yari, she slaita to a love, and he's scared that the people in Shul, he's in one of these bullet minions where they finish in 23 minutes. Not Shemayin Esrei, the entire thing. Now, he has to be marach a little bit. V'yarish yislait to olav. Yochol leilach lachur b'shosh emas l'ashliach tibur. Af apish adayin legomar tfilotev. Yachlam kem ev yigmar. When the shatz finishes his tefillah and he's holding him by slach lonu avinu, you're allowed to go back, pretend that you're finished. Everybody says, oh, Chaim Yankel's also finished. Terrific. Then he goes up by Kedusha or whenever he goes up. And he continues, kicks into Slach lanu avinu, reino avinu, whatever it is. That's what he says. Now, this is something that, hold on 1 second. This is something that's external or internal. You're scared that somebody's going to laugh at you? So therefore, all of a sudden, you're allowed to go ahead and move in the middle? Maybe you know that is considered something that's external, because the people that are laughing. But, it's because there's an external thing here that you're worried about it. It's not because something which is, you decided that, something which was totally in your mind. There are people here that are going to laugh. And therefore, Yesh la'ayin, whether that's included. I got a thought that they bring down the same thing, but again, to a Rav. A Rav that was misamin to the shatz to go, he says, I'm finished. And he wants to wait for the shatz. That's the only thing, they told him to wait for the shatz, for the Rav. And the Rav is being misamin, nu go, and he's waiting. The Rav is also allowed to back up. He was, if he's finished, b'ena brachas, better, and then go back afterwards. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not, brings it down from the Sefer Chassidim, Maisi says this, yesh la'ayin, whether or not that fits into the klalim. Now, that's with regard to walking. What's with regard to talking? Can you talk in the middle of Shemayin Esrei? So we found one case here that the Mishnah Berurah says, yes, you can talk in the middle of Shemayin Esrei. And that is, you look for the halacha, you don't know what to do on Melech HaKadosh, you thought you were going to look at the Mishnah Berurah, and you have the slightest idea where to look up the Mishnah Berurah. 16 minutes later, the guy is still in the middle of Mishnah Berurah, they're after a volatine already, and he's supposed to look up the halacha, whether or not he's to go back for Melech HaKadosh, not a Melech HaKadosh. What is he supposed to do? The Rav is about to leave the shul. He'll ask the Rav or not. Says Mishnah Berurah, nearly that you could ask the Rav. We got it this past summer. I was in, I think it was before Pesach. I was in B'nai Re'im. Moshav Bnei Reim for Shabbat. And it was in a Teimani Shul. I think it was between Mincha and Ma'arav, and the guy was giving Halacha Shir. And he quoted this Chayazim that says, if you don't know what Halacha is, then you're allowed to go and walk and find it. He says, to talk, he says, Ishlan, I think he brought down, I can't recall exactly where he quoted from, to talk, we don't, that you can't do. That you can't do in the middle. What are you supposed to do? You're going to be stuck. I don't know. But that you can't do. So what happened to him afterwards? So he says, no, there's a Shemurah. It says, the same money, you're not Mechuyav to the Mishemurah. But Shemurah says, you could talk, you could ask. Mamela, if a person is stuck, call up. If it's not Shabbos, that was Shabbos. If it's not Shabbos, call up Kavalacha. Kavalacha, 24 hours a day. Rabbi, I'm the middle of Shemurah Nesrei. What do I do? Remember, somebody told me here, Echem Nechabura told me one to the Kavalacha, and the guy got totally flustered. He didn't know what to do. I think actually, from the psak afterwards, it seemed like he gave him the wrong psak. But that was just maybe he was just totally flustered. He was like, that's what he's going to do. The Meister of Yisrael Reisman, in one of his tapes, he says that he was after a surgery and he woke up in the hospital and it was right before Seitz Matfil, I think, and he does Sardam Shmon Yesterday. And I guess Kinnear was still a little bit woozy. And Amelia, in the middle of Shmon Yesterday, didn't know where he was holding. He forgot which bracha he was holding on. This moment was right after his surgery. He just woke up. He was still under the influence, Kinnear. So there's a big machlokes achrenim. What do you do if you don't remember? If you said aleinu and you can't remember if it's baruch aleinu or shema koleinu, chus brachim aleinu, can't remember which one are you holding by? What do you do? So to go back is a shaila of a bunch of bracha levatos. To go forward is also shaila of bracha levatos because you skipped all the ones in the middle and then you stuck. Big machlokes chaya adam. Stipler has a big shtickle about this. What does he do? Kitzur, he called up Rav Palm in the Moshe Menetzer. Does he call up his Rebbe? What should I do in such a case? But that's the halacha. That is the halacha. He couldn't move. He was the Moshe Kohen. Was lechtin. That's according to Mishnah Berurah. That is the halacha. You're allowed to ask somebody in the middle of Shemini Esrei if you don't know what the halacha is. Now, Yesh La'ayin. I was wondering. Maybe we'll see this a little bit more in Kuf Aleph, which is the first halacha we'll see in the next sugya. Bezer Hashem. What's the halacha if a person davens through the first bracha and then he's like, "Oh Shrek, I wasn't mechavin in the first bracha"? Are you allowed to continue Shemini Esrei b'chol? Are you even allowed to continue Shemini Esrei? Mr. Brewer in the Bir Halacha says, I don't know if you're allowed to continue Shemini Esrei. Because it could be you're not Yetzer, right? If you're not Mechavim the first bracha, then you're not Yetzer. So what are you supposed to do? To go forward, to go backwards, we're not going to tell you to do it because maybe you're not going to be Mechavim again. To go forward, Zachary tells you to go forward. Says the Mr. Brewer, best Yetzer is, wait for the shots to get up to Chazar to shots, be Mechavim with the first bracha with the shots, and then continue from Matze Gibor. Unless you're holding my Marv. Or let's say the shatz is already past the first bracha. What should you do in such a case? Can you ask the guy next to you, who's about to kick into Shemayin Esther, or anything after the next minion, be mechavin, be moitzi with the first bracha? You're stuck. Right? What should you do? So now, certainly, if you could write, or it could be meramez, that's certainly better ever than talking. Where if you can't, Yesh La'ayin, whether or not will allow you to do that, so, because you're stuck here, you can't go weiter, and you can't go past, Mirtz Hashem will see in Kuf Aleph a little bit more what we're supposed to do. Somebody is daven b'yichidus, allowed to be moitzi somebody else if he's stuck. Yes. If he's stuck, then he could. Certainly. If he can't daven. A lot of people do that when they're, fortunately, people that are sick and they can't be mechav and they have somebody saying word for word with them and they
That answer, after the
shatran, you're yaitzeh even if you don't answer amen. You are yaitzeh even if you don't answer amen. The chatchilu, you're supposed to, if you were in the Moshe Menetzli, I don't know if you should. What's that? Well, you want to be yaitz in such a case where you need to be yaitz to the first bracha, the shatz doesn't remind to be moiti, other ben.
Yeah.
That's a very good question. We have to get to that, whether or not the shatz is, the pash is the shatz is automatic. That is what Chazar Sashatz is to be moiti, it's a tefillah tatzibur, and therefore it works automatically. You could say, but my name is, this is not moiti anybody, so it doesn't have a kavanah, that we'll have to see. But be'etzem, anybody who worked for it, we'll get to that, Mirtz Hashem soon, v'hemshech. That's Sif Aleph, Sif Beis. Here, already the Mechaber tells you, even though I told you beforehand that walking is not a problem, walking is a problem. In other words, if you need a walk for tefillah, terrific. If you don't need a walk, then don't walk. Now, if you already finished Shemini Esrei and they're just waiting for the guy behind you, and you're just waiting for the guy behind you, and therefore you weren't Eiker Raglov, Mishnah Berurah says, if they were Mechaber you to open up the Aron Kodesh, you could go. You don't even have to go walk 3 steps back. The Aruch HaShulchan takes issue with this, Lahedya, and he says, no way. He says, even if they're Mechabed you for Aron HaKodesh, he says, you should go. It takes a second just to walk 3 steps back. That's what you should do. And Kimdumani, I don't think that people go without walking and without taking 3 steps back. and a person Shlachorah takes 3 steps back if he could. If he still has, generally a person has a second or two, they give you a few seconds before Lachorah you should, but if a person Mamash has no time, then you do have a Mishnah Berurah. When a person finishes Shema Yisrael, does he have to keep his feet together? So, the Ishei Yisrael brings down Chayim Ganef, so you don't have to keep your feet together. You don't have to keep your feet together. After you finish Shema Yisrael, you're allowed to separate them. Now, I think the Minhag is not this way. I think a lot of the antsiness that people have when the guy behind them is davening is because they feel like they're in jail because they can't move. So, if you could just, you're not supposed to move, you're not supposed to walk away, but if you can separate your feet and you put your foot on the shtender, v'chulu, then it's already gives you a little bit of breathing space and you won't be so antsy. The Maisa, that's what Chaim says. So, if your choice is either to bother the guy behind you or separate your feet instead of bothering the guy behind you. Sif Gimel. Afilo nochash karach ala kevel leyafsik, aval yochal leilach amokam achri de shipal anochash miraglai, aval akrov prezik vishu mood yoytze lahazik. And akiv is more of a mood. Also, a nachash that is upset, you're able to move. Now, it's hard for me to believe that people actually know whether or not a snake, the standard person knows whether or not a snake is dangerous or not dangerous. They see a snake, they start freaking out. And mamela, in such a case, l'chura, there's no problem to move. Befrat, that very often a person is going to get into lachat, and when he gets into lachat, then the snake also gets into lachat. And if the snake gets into lachat, then he's going to be kos. And such a cause, then you're able to, you're allowed to be mafsik if a person needs to. Therefore, if a person has a snake there, and he can't just walk away, certainly if the snake is, I don't think anybody bizmanenu is so tziferayin, I shouldn't say anybody, so tziferayin shmonesei, the pasha didn't notice the snake wrapping itself around his feet. So, it's usually a little bit beforehand that the person notices the snake, walk away. Walk away beforehand, don't wait for it to come, and then scream Atala. You should walk away before it gets there. If it happens to crawl around your feet, then you probably will be caused if you start getting upset. Therefore, you would be allowed to talk if you need to. That could be a shallow topic nefashis, because you have no idea whether or not the snake is dangerous. And if you're going to get upset, then he's going to get upset as well. Sif Dalad. Shor Imra Shor Bokeneg De Poisek Shmachim Mishar Tam. And he says after Mitzirasim, which I think means that the horns are cut off, then not Poisek Bechlal. Now this halacha is not so common. First of all, most places that we, most cities don't have cows just roaming. And the ones that have cows, they're not roaming. And if they are roaming, then generally they have their horns off. Therefore, it's not such a common scenario that a person has a cow coming at him. I do remember we were once, about 21 years ago, I was a bacha, we were going down the Jordan on kayaking, and sure enough, right in front of us, a cow just pulled into the water. So we weren't diving those right now, but that was about as close to, but that's not the standard case, and therefore, you don't have to stop. It's hard for me to believe that a person is actually going to be in the middle. However, where is this yes nagea? What happens if there's a dog? Some people are scared to their wit's end when there's a dog. That means a tiny little puppy that never harmed even a fly in his life. They see a dog, they go flying. What's halacha? Are you allowed to move in such a case or not? L'chura, for sure, according to the Kaf HaChaim that we saw before, and that even pachad mixtas, since the person came in mechavin, this person that has a dog there's no chance that any kavana that he might have, there's no chance that he's even mechavan. Certainly, he's allowed to walk in such a case, and therefore, that's what he should do. Now, that's Sif Dalet. Sif Hey, b'chol makom shepoisik m'shoket eligmor eskuloi choriz l'reish. Anytime that a person stops, if he shoket eligmor eskuloi, you go back. V'mlav choriz l'chilas abrocha shepasik ba. Pasuk b'shalosh v'shoynis, you go to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Shalosh achronis, choriz l'reish. Now, just to be masakim l'halacha, what comes out of the Mishnah Berurah l'chora is that if a person stops, machmas oynis. Oynis means any oynis. Not just an oynis where he's not roi, the machmas is not roi. In Shmoyne Esri, lechatchila, we're more machmer. And that means any oynis. If a person is a chorla in the middle of Shmoyne Esri, and he falls asleep in the middle, and for 7-8 minutes he was whatever it is. I guess I would presume that the standard Shmoyne Esri is between 5 and 7 minutes of most people. Mamela, if a person knows each person, kefi mashu. Some people are 3 minutes and some people are 12 minutes. But the standard person is, give or take, about 5-7 minutes, between 5 and 7 minutes. If a person, it goes each person for himself. If he falls asleep in the most Moshe Nesrei for 6-7 minutes, then he's got to start over again. Lechatchila, he starts over again from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. That's because it was Kedei Ligmar Eskula, means from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei till the end of Avraham Chazamah Yisrael Bashalem, kafi, the amount of time that it takes you, the person who's davening, to daven. Lechatchila goes back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Now, if he didn't go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, he wakes up and he sees, oh, it's 17 minutes later, and he just continues, then the halacha is, he does not go back to daven again unless the oinus was an oinus that he wasn't roi, or the makom wasn't roi. It was a dirty diaper, whatever it was, something that was not able to, midin wasn't allowed to, then he has to go back. But in a case where it was just a regular oinus, he fell asleep, the doctor came in the middle and made him stop because he had to take his blood pressure, whatever it was, whatever the scenario was, that's an oinus that he can continue. However, with the eved that he didn't go back, he doesn't have to go back because the shita said hold that the only oinus that's problematic is the oinus where you're not roi. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say you should daven in a davet. Mamash machlekes rishain, whether or not you're yetzei, if you stop for the amount of time in an oinus which is not an oinus that you're not roi, a regular oinus. Since it could be that the shita, we possibly the shita, that such an oinus is not considered an oinus, therefore you don't have to go back and daven again. Why do you daven in a davet? I don't know. But that's the halacha according to Mishnah Berurah. Lichatchila, any oinus of shok de ligmar eskulai, you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. However, which would mean lechera, if a guy gets a hatzalah call in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and he books out, and he comes back 10 minutes later, he starts again Shmoneh Esrei again. Even though it wasn't that welcome in a roi. Let's say he didn't start Shmoneh Esrei again, and he just continued from Hashiva Shavtenu, he's yoytzei. However, if it's a woman who stopped in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei to change a diaper, and it took her 7 minutes, because she was looking for the baby wipes, looking for the this and that, and it took her however long it took her, then in a chanami, lechera, included in that amount of time, is also the amount of time that it takes her to wash her hands afterwards, because she's not roi before she washes her hands. Memela, if it took her 7 minutes, she has to start again at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. If she kicked into Hashiva Shavtenu where she was, she has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei afterwards. She's not Yoytzei, she has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei afterwards. That's if it was Shok Dei Ligmar Eskuloi. If it was Shok, Shaloi Kedei Ligmar Eskuloi. He says, but it has to be still be Shok Harbe. Shok Harbe. How much is Shok Harbe? Not enough that you just finished one bracha. How much is Shok Harbe? The Shabur doesn't tell you. He says, for sure you don't go back. Shaharbe. How much is Shaharbe? What's Shaharbe? Two brachas? Three brachas? Five brachas? Half of Shmoneh Esrei? Rav of Shmoneh Esrei? What's Shaharbe? It's also Malay Pirish. I have no idea. I didn't see anybody that talks about it. No idea how much Shaharbe is.
More than one bracha.
What?
More than one
bracha? It's only one bracha which is not, but if it's two brachas then yes? He says, but it can't be that one bracha. If it's only Rakedei Ligmar, Rakedei Ligmar is the bracha, but it's any amount more, so it really depends what it is. If it's Slachlan Ravino, so then it's 8 seconds. Again, if it's La Mashinim, then it's 13 seconds because it takes you twice a minute. Maybe it is. Telling each bracha. It's a little bit hard to say that. How much is Harbe? Had it been La Mashinim, so then even though you stopped for 15 seconds, it's not. But now that it was Slachlanu, and you stopped for 8 seconds, now it is. A little bit hard to understand how much is considered Harbe. La Lach La Maisa doesn't make a difference. The Mishnah Berurah goes and he says, any time that you are not. The way that Choraz and Mishnah Berurah seems clearly, if you weren't Shok Kedei Ligmar Eskulai, then you go back to the place where you were up to. That means if you Hashiva Shavtenu Kivur Yishena, and then you stopped, and it wasn't for 5 to 7 minutes, whatever the Einus was, you just continue V'yayetzein Kavatchila. That's where you continue from. That's what it seems that Choraz Mishnah Berurah is. Continue from there. That's how you go. Lamaisa. Memeil is no difference between the first three brachas, the last three brachas. You always continue from the place that you stopped. However, that's dafka when you stopped without talking. So if Vav talks about that's with the person that's davening. Somebody that talks in Shmoneh Esrei, then his halacha is like the people that is mafsik in Shmoneh Esrei b'shtika. Now it's not the exact same halacha. It's clear in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not the exact same halacha. If you talked and it took you 8 minutes, go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. However, if it was only for 3 minutes that you talked, or for 30 seconds that you talked, according to Mishnah Berurah, there's the difference. It's not the exact same halacha. It's the exact same halacha that we don't pass like the Avu Drum, that you automatically go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. But it's the halacha is you always have to go back to the beginning of that bracha. Any time that a person speaks in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he always has to go back to the beginning of that bracha. Memela, if he didn't go back to the beginning of the bracha, and he just continued with the Eved Yetzei. However, The chatchila is supposed to go back always to the beginning of the bracha, even if he stopped for 2 seconds. He says, "Where are the potatoes?" And he's like, "Oh my goodness, I'm in Slach Lanu Avinu. I'm not in Yesh. I'm not in." It's nevertheless, he has to go back to the beginning of Slach Lanu Avinu. If he didn't, he still would be Yoyte in such a case.
This is only if he was mafsik machmas einis, right?
That's only if he's mafsik machmas einis. That what? That he has to. If a person is bemazed, what happens if a person, excellent. So this is all if a person was sach b'shegeg ukedema. If he's in the middle of the bracha, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha. If he's in between brachas, there's nothing to do. There's no beginning of the bracha to go back to, you just continue from there. If a person is amazed, what does a person do? So if he has, what's the case of amazed? When's the guy amazed in Moshe Barnes that he's talking? So interestingly enough, Mishnah Brura says that if a person answers Kaddish and Kedusha in the middle of Shemini Esrei, then he is amazing. Now that is not talking about automatically a person by reflex. Here is Lachar, the Chazan saying, Bekarzel Zeve Omer, and automatically you say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. That's not amazing. That's misasik. That's a toys. Lachar, that was a toys. That's not amazing. Bepashtis, and therefore you won't have to go back. But if a person in the middle, he couldn't help the Chayin. Who won last night? Who won last night? He couldn't help the Chayin. Vesachnet. That he knew it's also, but he couldn't. He wasn't able to hold himself back. In such a case, there's a Mishnah Brura blied Tzarechi and Gadol. What are you supposed to do? Do you go back to the beginning of Shemayna Esrei or not? He's not Machriya. He's not Machriya here. However, in Simin Kuf Yudalid, where he's talking about a person that says Masha Viruch Amir Geshem B'mezes in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, B'chol Mokom Shanarim Rechayz LeBracha Shetaba Ani Milash Tabashegi Abo Mezin U'miskaven Chayz LeReish. Person just said 4 words. Master Ruach Amir Geshem. Amazing. I'm one of those guys. Master Ruach Amir Geshem. I'm going to get you. The halacha is you go back to the beginning of Shemini Esrei. Automatically. You go back. Whatever. There is. Anyhow, it's the first three brachas. Sai v'sai. The same time of the bracha. Whatever it is. Whatever the case is. Whatever you decide to say. In such a case, then in a chanami, you would have to go back in the middle of, to the beginning of Shemini Esrei. The Mishnah Brura, over the Bir Halacha over there, in Siv Zayin says, Zachara Stira to our halacha. If it's here, I lay also in kuf dal tzivav, leinian sicha lecharis seiser lach dino lach dacha. Over there, the tzivav, the Mishnah Brura says that the mechaber says that if you were sach b'mezid, you go back. The halacha is like hefty. You go back to the beginning of the bracha. And here it says you go back to the beginning of the Shemini Esrei. And he says, he brings down midivrei shark. Shari kol achreinim muchach the teisan halacha k'moish esasim atur v'shulchan aruch poi in kuf yudalid, and the halacha is that a person is talks and b'meizin in Moshe Menesrei. Start right over, my friend. So if it's that desperate for you to find out who won, it's going to cost you a good few minutes with regard to starting over beginning of Moshe Menesrei. It still doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. But if you did it, you go back to the beginning. Now, if a person was maskir merish leib ezmanai, once again, if a person we saw in Simin Kufches, if it's something which is not a stira, then you can just continue from where you left off. However, if it's something which is a stira, you said v'zachreinu, v'kasveinu, or you said yalav yavav yirmei shechreidash hazeh, anything which is be'etem a stira, the halacha is you have to go back. If it was b'shegi, go back to the beginning of the bracha. V'di'evet, if you didn't, you just continue, and you're yaitze. The same thing with regard to HaMelech HaMishpat, HaMelech HaKodesh, it's Kuf Yud Ches, if you're looking up. Next time you get stuck, if you don't remember the halacha for now, you remember the Makar for where it is. Ayin Kuf Yud Ches. Here the Be'er Sharichu and the Be'er Hetev, they say also with regard to HaMelech HaKadosh. If you remember Tech Dibur, rectify, correct yourself. But if you don't, then with the Eved, you are Yoitza. Sif Zayin, Sif Zayin, Mechaber says, Eina Poisik, Leila Kadosh, Leila Kedusha, Eli Yishlik, Vechav Namashem, Shleil Tzibur, Yekoina. We saw this as a machlekes on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis between Rebbeinu Tam and the Ri and Rashi. Are you allowed to be a Shemei Karein in the middle of Shemei Nesrei? Says Rebbeinu Tam and the Ri, if you're Shemei Karein, then you're Eine, you're masking in the middle of Shemei Nesrei, you can't do that. Says Rashi, no, it's not mamash like talking. And he says the minig is like Rashi, and the Torah says the minig is like Rashi, and that's the Mechaber Pasen, it's like the minig is like Rashi. Mamela, anytime in the middle of Shemei Nesrei, they get up to Kedusha, stop. And listen to him, Kodesh, 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 Baruch Kved Hashem Im Kaima, Yehi Shmei Rav Mavarech Lama Mayo Mayo, Baruch Was Hashem Mavarech, and you'll be yotzei. Now you have to listen to the chazan, says Rav Moshe. You can't listen to Chaim Yankel who's sitting next to you because he's not mechamen to be yotzei you. However, you have to listen to the chazan. Now the problem is very often the chazan does not say kadosh 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 or baruch kavoy. He just starts from l'ulasam baruch imeru. You're stuck. You're right. It's a problem. Actually, somebody was ma'irit to the chazan. One of the chazanim davens for the amid on Rosh Hashanah Kippur in my minyan. I would happen to be there when he was ma'irit to the person. And the very next tefillah kindumani, he was makbid on it. He was makbid on it to say kadosh kadosh, because especially during Yom Nerayim, half of the Olam is still davening Shmoneh Esrei when they get up to Kedusha, a person should, the chazan should certainly be makbid to do that. Therefore, if you're the chazan, happens to be the chazan this morning, it's actually Avrech from Yeshivas Mira Kedusha. Today was his first day, I think, davening for the Amid. Unfortunately, his mother passed away. But he was very makbid to do that. It was clear that he was makbid to do that. Kodesh, 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 baruch, right, waited until after being finished, and he said it. He did the, because you're not yetzer. That's it. Now, there is the, unless you ask somebody, Ramesh says, if you ask somebody to be mitzi, then terrific. Somebody just told me right now, last week, he was, one of the Bnei Chabura said, the guy behind him is always the most Shmoneh Esrei when they're up to Kedusha. Should I tell him that I'll be mitzi him with the kodesh, kodesh, kodesh? That's very nice of him. Yes, absolutely. It's very kind of him. And then he'll be able to be yotzei. If you have him in line, terrific. That works. However, so I saw that the Yishei Yisrael brings down a few paiskim that want to say that you don't have to be dafka from the chazan. I think most paiskim understand them on that you have to listen to the chazan. If the chazan is going to do it, at least listen to the guy next to you. You'll get that shita that you're yotzei. But pashtus, you have to listen to the shat. Now, if you're in the middle of Shemayin Esrei and Bayam Nerayim, they're holding by Kodesh Kodesh, and the chazan kicks into a whole chazanas by mimkoimcha, you don't have to stop then. You only have to stop for kadosh kadosh and baruch kavod. You don't have to stop for everything else. And maybe there's still that to continue davening Shmoneh Esrei. You don't have to be yotzei with that. With Shema Yisrael, I didn't find anybody that really talks about it. If you have to listen to that, yesh la'ayin, whether or not you have to listen to Shema Yisrael, is that like kadosh kadosh? L'chor is something that the Olam says together. Bepashtus, l'chor you should. I didn't see it mefurish, whether or not. But everything else, you continue davening Shmoneh Esrei in the middle. Now there's a fascinating bir halacha over here, and that is, what's the halacha when you get to Shemei Koine if you're not Roy, but the person that's making the bracha is Roy? You want to be a Koine, and for example, you need the bathroom, and somebody else is making a bracha. Can you be Yaitse with his bracha, or not? So, Shavuos morning, and they're already waiting 14 minutes for the guy to say brachas. Finally, a guy pulls in, and he's not embarrassed to say that he slept for half an hour, and right then you have to use the bathroom. Oh man, am I going to be Yaitse with him, or not going to be Yaitse? Can I be Yaitse? So, l'chatchil, you shouldn't. L'chatchil, use the bathroom first. However, if not, l'maisa, the mashmoyt of the Mishnah Berurah is, when you get to Shmoyna Esrei, it's a shaylo, yesh l'ayin, not clear. When you get to Shar Brachit, he's matayin sin and tzadi beis, that since the guy himself would be yetzei if he wouldn't be a massive about the shaktu, then also everybody else, the person that's hearing from him, would be yetzei. We mean the same thing anytime. Anytime that the guy would be yetzei, also the oin is yetzei. If you're eating something, you're chewing, you have cookies and coffee in the morning, and you made a mezonos on your cookies, and you're not sure if you're supposed to make on your coffee for whatever reason. And the guy next to you is making a bracha on his coffee, but you're still chewing your cookies. Now, Yamala Pita Sacha, you're supposed to swallow first. Well, you swallow it to be Yaitse your Mazinus. You shouldn't have a full mouth when you're making a bracha. Therefore, if you're being Yaitse also, you shouldn't have a full mouth. However, but the Evan, you would be Yaitse, since he would be Yaitse, you would also be Yaitse. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lahedil, and that Dhamma Simon Ayin Dalid, if you're Keneged Erva, and somebody else is making a bracha, you're not Yaitse. The same thing with Kharivan gets the soil. Even though you didn't say the bracha, since you're being Yaitse and Shemei is Karina, you can't be Yaitse if there's Erva Tzaya there. If Ches, with this we will finish, Be'ez Hashem for today. Chabad says, Achar Shizim Shemei Nesri Bracha is Kedim Lekai Nitzur, Yochal Anis Kedush V'Kadosh U'Baruch Hu. After you finish Shemei Nesri, we'll see. The minute is to say Yil Rotsin, Mirtz Hashem and Simen Kuf Chav Beit. And if you said Yil Rotsin, you're just waiting for the guy behind you. Bishop Bruce says over there, you can even say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemei. B'Yos Zahim Zonifel says you can say Elena with everybody. What else are you allowed to do? You're allowed to say Tillim. The person that say they're allowed to say Tillim, they bring down the Jewishu that Rav Chaim Volozhin says that Medina you're even allowed to learn. Now, Lechura, this Nidrin is going to get to learning talking. If you're just seeing with your eyes, then Lechura, especially that such a thing is not considered a heftik, you're allowed to do it. Pukhazimai Amadabah, it's what everybody does. Kena Meninga Pashit, that people learn, pick up a sefer afterwards, certainly. If you want to talk, you want to do Chazar, you want to do Shnei Mikra V'Chatargam, it's better to do Rashi, you don't have to read it, than to do the Shnei Mikra V'Chatargam. If you did it, there is who to be Seimachon, the Chachilah is better to learn something they don't have to talk about.